这个我会从第一个问题，这个婚姻和欠债的问题来开始我们今天的分享。那第一个问题，它具体的要我们解决的呢，是这样一个问题：5月份将是继续续签担保文件的最后机会。如果这位姐妹计划不签字的话，可能会深深的伤害她的哥哥、姐姐和父母，让家人伤心是可以接受的吗？如果银行无法获得担保，90万的贷款无法偿还。后果又可能很严重，那他该怎么办呢？
So let me start by saying that the counsel that this counselor has already given to this dear sister and the ways that she has shown love to her are outstanding. God's wisdom and grace is evident in the way that she has come alongside her.
首先我要说，这位辅导员。你给我们亲爱的姐妹提供的这份辅导，以及你表达关爱的方式都非常非常出色。你在陪伴她的过程当中，神的智慧和恩典是显而易见的。
So, next, it is never wrong to do what God says is righteous. Although we can sometimes do right things for wrong reasons and then need to seek God's forgiveness for our wrong motives.
其次，我要说，做神所说的公义的事情永远都不会错。尽管有的时候我们可能出于错误的动机去做正确的事情，而且需要为自己错误的动机来寻求神的饶恕。
Additionally, if family members are now being hurt because of past wrong decisions, she'll want to seek their forgiveness for that.
此外，如果因为过去的错误决定而伤害了家人，这位姐妹也应该寻求家人的饶恕。
And I would encourage her to speak to the family, explain how she arrived at her decision, and make sure that her husband has given her guidance in how to proceed.
我会建议这位姐妹与她的家人来沟通，解释她当时是如何做出这个决定的，而且要确保她的丈夫给了她指导。
As she does this, I think she'll want to express her love for them. She may not be able to take responsibility for signing as a guarantor of the loan, but are there other ways that she could help and show love?
他可以表达他的爱，他可能没有办法去承担作为贷款担保人的一个责任，但是这里有没有其他的方式可以帮助他表达他的爱呢？
For example, and I have no idea if this is feasible, but could she show love by volunteering to provide a monthly amount because she has significantly hurt them with her rash vow? And of course, she would want to consult her husband before she promises to do something like that.
比如说，他是否可以主动提出每月提供一笔款项，因为他曾经鲁莽的承诺伤害了家人呢？当然了，这个款项或者任何的这种表达是需要在征求丈夫的同意之后。
And then the second part of this question, if her husband, after she refuses to sign, insists that she sign to protect assets and then proceed with divorce, what should she do?
第二一个问题是，如果在她拒绝签字之后，她的丈夫坚持要她签字以保全财产，然后继续办理离婚，那么她应该怎么办呢？
The Bible strongly warns against co-signing, so that warning should be taken seriously.
我们的圣经强烈的警告我们不要为他人作保，所以一定要认真对待圣经的这个警告。
Proverbs 22, verses 26 and 27 instruct us, do not be one who shakes hands in pledge or puts up security for debts. If you lack the means to pay, your very bed will be snatched from under you.
箴言22:26-27告诉我们说，不要与人击掌作保，也不要为债务作保。如果你没有什么偿还，连你躺卧的床榻也要被夺去。
So she should speak with her husband about her reasons for not wanting to sign, and perhaps she could appeal to him to look for alternatives.
因此呢，她应该和她的丈夫谈谈她不想签字的原因。也许她可以恳求丈夫寻求其他的替代方案。
If her husband continues to persist, she must not sin.
如果她的丈夫继续坚持的话，那么她要知道她自己绝不能犯罪。
She must be convinced in her own conscience by determining if what her husband is asking her to do is sin.
她必须要根据自己的良心来判断丈夫要她做的事情是否是罪。
If she believes it is sin, she must obey God. If she believes it's not sin, although unwise, then she will want to submit to her husband's leadership.
如果她判断说这个是一个罪，那么她就必须要顺从神，而不是顺从人。如果她认为这不是罪，虽然并不一定明智，但是她就应该愿意顺服她丈夫的带领。
And throughout this, she should be lovingly communicating with her husband about her concerns, making sure that she's repented and asked forgiveness for other ways she's sinned against him, for example, by proposing divorce to him to protect their assets, and is demonstrating that she's following his leadership in other areas.
在整个的过程当中，她应该充满爱心地和丈夫沟通她自己的担忧，确保她已经为自己在其他的方面得罪丈夫的地方，得罪丈夫的方式等等悔改，并且请求饶恕。比如说，她提议离婚以保全财产物质的安全，并且呢，也应该在其他的方面向丈夫表明自己是在跟随他的带领。
Otherwise, if she doesn't do this, it's going to seem to her husband like she just doesn't want to follow his leadership, not that she's trying to obey God.
否则的话，在丈夫看来，她不签署贷款的决定，就像是在假装不顺服他的带领，而不是在跟从神。
And then the third part of this question is, should she inform her older sister in advance about her decision not to sign? Her sister's a believer and had originally advised against involving her, but her brother insisted. But her brother insisted, so how can I help her? So that's the third part of the question.
第三个问题是，他应该提前把他不签字的决定告诉他的姐姐吗？他姐姐是一个信徒，最初曾经建议不要牵连他，但是他的哥哥坚持要这样。我应该怎样才能帮助他呢？
So, yes, I think she wants to communicate with all her family members to solve problems.
没错，我认为他需要和每一个家庭成员沟通来解决这个问题。
So, Proverbs 6:1-5 instructs, My child, if you put up security for a friend's debt or agree to guarantee the debt of a stranger,
在箴言书6:1-5，圣经是这样教导的：“我儿，你若为朋友作保，替外人击掌。
If you have trapped yourself by your agreement and are caught by what you said,
”你就被口中的话语缠住，被嘴里的语言捉去。
follow my advice and save yourself, for you have placed yourself at your friend's mercy.
我儿，你既落在朋友手中，就当这样行，才可救自己。你要自卑，去恳求你的朋友。
Now, swallow your pride. Go and beg to have your name erased.
不要揉你的眼睛睡觉，不要揉你的眼皮打盹儿。
Don't put it off. Do it now. Don't rest until you do.
要救自己，如鹿脱离猎户的手，如鸟脱离捕鸟人的手。
Save yourself like a gazelle escaping from a hunter, like a bird fleeing from a net.
这是刚才第5节的内容。
So I think she wants to be communicating about just her conviction from God's word and her desire to do what God says.
所以，这是一个机会，他可以展示自己对神的信心和信靠，也去遵行神告诉他应该怎么做。
And as she does this, this becomes an opportunity to show her trust and confidence in God to meet all of her needs according to his glorious riches, as we're told in Philippians 4:19.
当他抓住这个机会，他向神来展示自己对神的信心和信靠的时候，相信神就会照着神丰富的荣耀来供应他一切的需要，就像圣经腓立比书4:19所说的。
And as she communicates with her family, she should be applying the principles for solving conflict that we're going to be discussing in a question that's coming up.
当他与家人沟通的时候，他应该要应用我们 接下来会讨论到的一个解决问题冲突的原则，我们会在下一个案例当中，另外一个问题当中来讨论。